take five for your community of service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge. Today, first Monday of a new month, Washington Mayor Joe Wellman always joins us for a city update. And also another special guest is Bryant Niehoff is with us from the Daviess County Economic Development Corporation. Guys, good morning. Thanks for coming in today.
Morning, Dwayne.
Hey, good morning.
Appreciate it because we got some big information to pass along here. Bryant, I want to start with you.
Yeah.
There's a special meeting coming up tonight, and we really need folks to take heed of this and come out and give their input. For those not familiar with what's going on, give us the rundown of what's going to happen at Washington High School.
Yeah, exactly. So there is a big meeting tonight, as Dwayne mentioned. We have the group from the Mid-States Corridor coming in to talk with folks here in Daviess County, specifically at Washington High School. This is going to be the first of three public meetings this week. So we've got the first meeting tonight right here in Washington, second meeting tomorrow at Springs Valley High School, and then the third meeting at Jasper High School on Thursday. So they're going to be there from 5:30 to 7. It is a public forum style, you know, workshop style. Come in as you can when you get off work, when you have the opportunity. I believe they're going to have a presentation at 6 o'clock this evening to go through the process, kind of where they've been thus far since they started the process halfway through the summer, and then where they're heading into the future over the next couple of years with the Tier 1 environmental assessment. So
this basically, for those that want to give the feedback, it's kind of where I-69 goes from here. Is that the way I'm understanding it?
Well, so this is actually, this is going to be different than I-69. So obviously we're very fortunate here in Daviess County with having the new I-69 transcontinental interstate highway running through the community.
Just drove it last night. I love it, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It makes a lot of difference, that's for sure.
It sure does. Yeah, but no, this is actually a separate project, standalone project that is being led by a regional development authority that was defined with leadership in Dubois County and in Spencer County to the south. So right now, those are the two counties that have been identified for the RDA because it's certainly being led, spearheaded by Dubois County and the officials there. So they know that the Mid-States Corridor is going to have a route through Dubois County and certainly through Spencer County, where 231 is already a four-lane highway down to the Ohio River. So this process that they're going through now is to determine that route beyond Dubois County and within Dubois County, the exact route. So at the time that they're completed with the Tier 1 assessment, and a route is determined, I guess, not a specific route, but a two-mile stretch of route through a particular county or a series of counties connecting to I-69. At that point, that county or series of counties will be invited to be part of the RDA. So that's kind of the process at this point, is determining which route they're going to head.
I see. So, Mayor, where does Washington stand on this?
Well, I guess, Bryant, would it be fair to say that we would like to have Washington and Dubois, or Washington and Daviess County people there to make the point of whether they're interested in seeing the highway built, interstate quality highway, and their interest in whether it connects to I-69 here at Washington as opposed to elsewhere.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
So that's the brunt of it right there. You know,
basically,
ideally we would want it to connect, right?
Right. They're studying five specific routes that they've delineated. One would be to connect to go from Dubois County, go over to Petersburg, one to go to Washington, one to take basically 231 all the way up to Indianapolis, and then they're looking at two that would go east, like to Bedford and Mitchell, to, I guess, eventually connect up with I-65, I guess. But obviously, it's in early stages. For those that were involved in the I-69 thing, this is probably what we went through, I don't know, 25 years ago. Yeah. But it's basically to get public input as to where is the support for it, is people against it, or people for it, and what would be the preferred alignment of that road. And of course, there's no, just to make sure people understand, there's no specific, it's going to go down this road, you know, down this particular they're setting corridors at this point, just like we do with I-69, I don't know, about 8 mile wide, I'm guessing that number, but you know, a wide corridor, exactly where it will go is not determined. But that's what they're having these meetings for, is to get people's input. Do you want it? Do you not want it? If we're going to build it, where would you like for it to be connected? And of course, I think it's important that that Davis County have some input into that thing from two standpoints. One is if we would like to have it connected to I-69 here by Washington or in Davis County, and also its impact on the continuation of I-69 across the river at Evansville.
There you go. Well, and we're fortunate to have the meeting in Washington right at our back door, so there's no reason for residents not to get out there and express your opinion tonight.
Absolutely.
That is awesome. Yeah. So what time is it again tonight?
5:30 tonight.
And enter through what gate there at the high school?
Ooh, we can get that information to you. It's on, if you go to the Mid-States Corridor website, or if you follow their Facebook page, it has all the instructions there, so shouldn't be an issue.
Washington High School, though, you'll find it.
Yeah, go on.
We'll find out for sure, and I'll pass that on as well. Mayor, we got a big concert this Saturday night.
Yes,
really excited about this.
Billy Harris doing an Elton John and Billy Joel tribute show, kind of really two shows in one, and so you get your money's worth.
$25 for two shows in one. How do you beat that? And there's not a bad seat in the house.
No, a great. Great venue. All the artists that have been here with throughout the community concert series since we started in 2016 have been just elated with that venue and with the acoustics and the lighting and the stage at Washington High School Auditorium. So please go and get your tickets at the Chamber of Commerce office or at the door. I understand they're going pretty well.
They're going really well. 7:30 this Saturday night. Don't miss it. Tribute to Billy Joel and Elton John. The next show, it's show three of the community concert series. One more to go, the John Berry Christmas show coming in November. That's always a big draw.
Back by popular demand.
That's right. Washington, Water World of Washington is going to be final days winding down.
Yes, we're going to be open this week, this coming weekend and the following weekend. We have learned that once school starts, the attendance drops off as well as our staff numbers drop off. So next two weekends it'll be open. So make sure you bring the kiddos out.
One last fling in the pool, and the back to school bash was a big success.
Back
Saturday.
To school bash was great. We had 81 fishermen, young people fishing. One of the kids caught a 20-inch bass out there at the South Lake. So that's great. Also coming up tomorrow night again is Food Truck Tuesday at 5:00. If you've not been to that, you're missing it. That's it's a great event.
That's been a rousing success. It really
great
has.
Food, free music, and a lot of fellowship and conversation. A beautiful venue, naturally. Also coming up on August 25th is the farm-to-table dinner downtown. Like to get people out for that. It's primarily going to be spotlighting on local produce, locally produced produce, locally cooked produce. Get your tickets for that. Those you can get online at the Davis County Chamber of Commerce website.
There you go. And make sure to get those tickets because there's only a limited number of seats available.
That's right.
It's going to be a fun night. We're going to have Beth in on Thursday, I believe, this week to talk more about that. But
good.
Don't miss the farm-to-table dinner in downtown Washington.
One other thing coming up in September real quickly is we are still finalizing plans, but we want to have some public meetings on Old 50. What the status is, what the plans are. So we'll be stay tuned for the details on that.
Definitely.
Still finalizing those.
Definitely. And I know that's on a lot of people's minds as we drive it. And
kids are back to school. Please drive carefully. We have done some special crosswalk markings this year at around all the schools. So please be careful.
All right. A lot going on. I tell you what, it is a busy time here in our community. Mayor Joe Wellman joins us for the first Monday of each month for City Update. Bryant Niehoff, one more time. Tonight's meeting starts at
5:30 and at Gate 4.
Gate 4.
I found my notes there, so apologize. That's me being a new Davies County resident trying to figure out the high school gates. So Gate 4.
Gate 4, yes. Washington High School, 5:30 tonight.
5:30.
5:30 tonight. Be sure to express your opinions. Guys, again, thank you so much. Lots of
thank
great
you.
Information. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Take 5, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages in Oak Ridge.